The following contains adult language, content, and description of actions that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Media host and producer of World Music Views, J.R. Watkiss, will be taking his exclusive interviews online with the World Music Views podcast. The show that is also aired on TVJ's Entertainment Report will transform into full-length interviews with a number of dancehall and reggae greats. J.R. tells us more.
World Music Views is a series that brings you the music of the world, just like the TV chart show where we bring you the top successes of the world in global music. World Music Views podcast, we have some of the biggest artists in YouTube, certainly validated music consumption in the Caribbean community.
World Music Views podcast is now available on all streaming platforms.
Yeah, but welcome forward. All right, so the topic is ICEP. The topic of music is what we're going to deal with ICEP this time, and I want to bring you in as we talk about it before we talk about your book. So the definition for music is a vocal or instrumental sound, or both, combined in such a way as to produce beauty of form, harmony, and expression of emotion. That's just one definition of music. Music is a therapy. You believe that, JR?
Yes.
Music is a therapy.
Music is therapy.
Yes.
Can be. Music can also be devious, you know.
Yes.
Busta Rhymes have a tune where him say,
yeah,
he must start it.
Yeah.
And him say, him feel like stop, smarty. That's how the song start.
So that you can influence people negatively.
Because it's frequency.
Okay.
It's frequency. Yes. And you can tap into good frequencies.
As bad.
As well as negative. Well, not bad, because bad and good is a whole
relative
thing. Yeah. So you can tap into positive frequency, negative frequency.
Nice.
And you can also put both frequencies together to create electricity.
Yes. Good. All right. Music is the voice of the voiceless. The voice of the people. The backdrop for everything. Every form of expression, there is a backdrop for it. Music. You have the movies. You have music in it, commercials, music, the campaign, political campaigns, music have to be there. The news is music. The radio, Bridge 99, you have to have music here. Fashion, theater. If you're exercising, you have to have music, because it is always the backdrop. What do you have to say about that?
It's true. It's the entire premise of my work.
Yes.
That, you know what I mean? Say music dead, like when the technology changes.
Yes.
So the technology will always change. When the phonograph was invented,
yes,
the man who used to write in music on paper used to cuss.
Yes.
And say, why don't I put music through amplifiers?
Yes.
But now we have different technology and people say it are dead, but not dead.
Yes.
It's just adapting.
It's evolution.
Because that's what music is.
It's evolution.
It's just what's happening now. If you want to take an honest zeitgeist of history, see what the artists were saying, see the music that was being
right played. Cause music also is history.
Yes.
And it brings memory. Music is memory.
Literal memory.
Yes.
You know, and like I remember the tune you are playing now.
Nazarene Vaughn.
Yeah. Me used to sing it for my mother. My mother said, come out of me yard. You're the rust. I have a ball head now.
Yes.
But you couldn't tell me, because that was a hit song at the time. Me na bow, me na girl, rust, dead a rasta. And then, remember, we didn't have a lot of things to see, so all we saw was TV.
Yes.
And that song, music video, came on TV.
Yeah, the video was very
every
good.
Every break, like cartoon.
True.
The video.
True.
So that's what we saw.
True.
So I have a vivid memory of my mother saying something to me with whenever I hear the song. Same with Border Clash.
Yes.
Ninja Man, Border Clash.
Yes.
Border Clash. I remember my grandmother sending me for a bleach bottle. I mean, I sing, bleach buckle, bleach buckle. Tell the whole of them about bleach buckle. And she said, carry down on your mama.
So music tends to be a record of certain things. It's a record of a particular era, mm-hmm. of what is happening in that time. Mm-hmm. And therefore, when you hear it again, mm-hmm. it's like it bring back that memory.
There's a big thing going on now in Ukraine, right?
Yes.
You know, Bob 40 years ago, did Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Step up in Arar and, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. create history with that.
Yes.
There's a group now in Ukraine called the Bob Marley Squad.
Yes.
Fighters.
Yes.
Who are tying Bob Marley's legacy
with
to the times. Now, Bob dead much 10 years now.
Over 40 odd years.
But his music is
still on.
Part of the struggle.
Yes.
Because that's what he said.
Yes.
Your music was being played yesterday in BVI.
Yes, I hear that. I hear that.
It's standing by my side because they're protesting the retaking of the island by the
English.
Crown.
The Crown want to take back lad and them don't want that.
And then pull for Tony Rebel. If Jah is standing by our side, why shall I be afraid?
They are not afraid. Yes. Hey, so music serves as a record because it is timeless. It is timeless, just like what we're talking about, like Bob Marley in Zimbabwe 40 years ago. It's like Ukraine now can have that kind of a energy again to help to fight the struggle. Music bring back memory.
I said bring back memory, but...
But you say it is the memory.
It is memory.
It is the memory.
Without music,
yes.
There's no memory.
Yes.
It's just the soundtrack of our lives. That's why they put a good... There's a song by Cobra that they put at the end of every bad movie.
Yes.
Da dang diggy dang diggy dang da dang da da. We press trigger.
Because it's an up-tempo press trigger, song. We don't press people button.
It's an up-tempo song.
Yeah.
So they put it at the end of movies so that you forget to the movie bad.
Yeah.
And you remember the nice song we're playing. But you'll always remember the movie because you're going to remember the song.
That's true. All right. So music can set the moods.
Definitely. A lot of babies are here. Because of fresh vegetable. I for one, I used to be a teacher. And I literally always say this. I was driving in traffic and I was listening to Barry Salmon.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Supervisor.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to call in sick.
Yes.
And that day I decided I'm
going to call sick.
I eventually leave the job.
Wow.
Because he put me in a mood of independence, but also I want to live. You know?
So it helps in romance. It helps in adventure, even badness. You know, when you exercise, the music helps set the tone.
Energy.
Yes. If you have fun, the music is always there to make the fun even more joyful and happiness.
And I want to say this.
Yeah.
When you say badness, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times they equate up-tempo music with badness.
Mm-hmm.
But there are quote-unquote bad men.
Mm-hmm.
Who listened to Sam Cooke?
Yes.
Before carrying out their heinous acts.
Well, in Jamaica, a lot of police tell me that when they're going on certain run-ins and they know that they're going to kill somebody, they listen to a dancehall, a cartel, or a bounty, or a ninja. You know, because if you're in a dance and Ninja Man is playing or a cartel is playing and somebody step on your toe, you're more get aggressive, but if you hear a Bob Marley,
you're peaceful.
Yes, but not if you hear a. It all depends, because if you hear a Peter Tosh,
but here we say the law.
Yes,
listen to bad man.
Yes, because they are bad man themselves. They are bad man themselves, you know.
So it's a whole lot of complex frequencies going on there,
right,
where people taking what they can use from the music,
yes,
and put it in their context.
Yes.
So it's not the music that set the tone. Yes. It's people see the frequency,
yes,
take it and adopt it to their intention.
Well, they say that reggae, when it play like 80 per second, mm-hmm, it helps your mood in terms of, because it's beat with the heart, mm-hmm, connect with the, mm-hmm, heart, it's the heartbeat, mm-hmm, of the people. When the thing is more up-tempo, you have an adrenaline rush.
Yes.
And then the adrenaline cause you, yeah, to maybe think out of,
yeah,
the norm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you have a slow song. So where the slow one though? The slow one keep the heart rate down. And so it's really frequency. It all depends on the tempo.
Yeah.
That it have an effect on you.
I'm a creative, right? And I make films.
Yes.
And I'm more inclined to put a very slow song,
mm-hmm,
opposite to some devious acts in a film. That's more powerful to me than to add a,
yes,
high energy. No, I'll put a high energy song,
yes,
to something more happy.
Yes.
Because you create that contrast. No, you can do both, you know.
Right.
But it's all... I can take frequency, mm-hmm, and add it to context.
Yes.
And that's the power of music,
yes,
really.
Yes.
Music by itself, mm-hmm, is pure and holy and from a place of nature.
Well, look, if the song is instrumental, it can play in everywhere.
Yeah.
Seeing? And if you add lyrics to it, mm-hmm, it all depends on the language.
Mm-hmm.
But people understands English enough now. I went to Japan 1991 and saw the people just singing my songs. I was afraid when I see that. Anyway, me could listen to A Garnet Silk and come forward.
To the promised land. Music is the voice of his brother Aaron. Yes. Preaching and comforting at the Father's command. We have the power to turn things around. It's for us to stand up when we fall to the ground. I say this with a smile, pause for a while. Listen, my son, the prophets have is the rod and we are Moses, leading God's children to the promised land. Music is the voice of his brother Aaron, yes, preaching and comforting at the Father's command. No use in trying to compromise the truth. Our eyes are open, we're taking our youths to the land of our father, Mama Africa.
Mama.
Prepare yourselves, tell it to your neighbor. Music is the rod and we are molded, leading God's children to the promised land. Music is the voice of his brother Aaron, yes, preaching and comforting at the Father's command.
Ah, Garnet Silk, man, that's my brother from another mother right there, Garnet. Talking about music is the rod and we are Moses leading God's children to the promised land. Can music make a living? Yes, it can.
And the premise of my book is that music is money.
Money. I'll get to that.
Sizzla made the point, right? At the beginning of his Sumfest performance,
mm-hmm,
he showed this lovely development he's going on with in Augustown.
Right.
And the first thing he says, music is money.
Yes.
And I thought that the simple statement is so powerful.
Yes.
Because you need money for promoting.
Yeah, you need money for everything.
And if you have a piece of...
You need money to produce the song.
And after it's out there,
yeah,
a lot of people always say, oh, music now make no money.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if you're not making it,
yes,
somebody's making it.
That is true. All right. Dub plates, tour, yep, hit record, different areas of income
licensing,
can be generating, synchronization and all of that. Mm-hmm. Album sales.
Last year, $25 billion was generated from music worldwide.
Yes.
This area called Latin America and the mm-hmm. Caribbean
mm-hmm.
grew by 30% mm-hmm. out of that 25 billion.
Yes.
Reggae and dancehall though mm-hmm. played a lesser role, but we're yes. talking billions
yeah.
of,
yeah.
not Jamaican dollars, you know, US dollars.
Yes.
Generated. Now the only way for you to make some of that money
mm-hmm.
through streaming is one, you mm-hmm. own your royalties and your publishing, yes, and your masters.
You have to own the masters.
A lot of us, masters, a lot of us, where the money is.
A lot of us do not own our masters.
And that's a public discussion that needs to happen. Because
yes,
you might not be able to own all of it.
But you must own some.
But you need to make smarter deals.
Or when you're making a song for a person, you make sure know that half and half.
Smarter deals.
Yes.
And especially now, because as the technology comes, this
yes.
thing called the metaverse
mm-hmm.
is making so much money for people. Snoop
yes.
Dogg, who just acquired Death Row,
mm-hmm.
he made $20 million in a month.
Yes.
With his masters that he reacquired.
Right.
Which he didn't make that in the last 20
no.
years from
no.
having it on streaming platforms.
Well, Jabba Masai is mine. And
big tune.
And if I did not have the master, certain things that happened with it,
yeah,
in terms of going into to games and all of that,
mm-hmm.
I would not
mm-hmm.
have achieved what I achieved.
Yeah.
But you can't have all the masters, but you can repurchase them.
You can, or re-record them.
Re-record them.
For those
Bob Marley
who
re-record
yeah,
most of songs, you know?
Yeah, man. Bob Marley have an album coming out in a few yeah. weeks, Bob Marley and an orchestra.
I want to hear that. All right. So, music as a culture. You have a culture of music and a music of culture.
Yes, I've been having this conversation recently with Taurus Ryan.
Yeah.
There is reggae the culture.
Yeah.
And reggae the genre.
The genre.
There's dancehall the culture
mm-hmm.
and
dancehall
the
genre,
which is closer
and
tied.
And dancehall is also
a place. Yes. Where
a
reggae
space
music
plays. Yeah.
But reggae the genre
mm-hmm.
is being exploited
mm-hmm.
by many people
right.
all over the world.
Yes.
In spaces that don't have nothing to do with reggae, the culture.
Yes.
They just take the genre
and
put it in their context.
Yes.
And they tour and they make millions more than Jamaican acts.
Well, that is to show that
and win Grammy too.
Yes. Yes. Soldier. Well, look, it's like the reggae. The genre, it is adoptable, because it can be adopted.
It's universal.
Yes, it's universal, so people can use it from any culture, and it fits in.
Yeah.
That is the only music that fits in every genre, in every culture.
You know why? You know why? It's the same
yeah.
thing that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
The struggle of people all over the world continues. In
yeah.
Ukraine, in
yeah.
BVI, in Jamaica,
yeah.
in USA.
Yes.
And every time there's a struggle, they need a soundtrack,
yes.
as we were talking about. And that soundtrack is 9 out of 10 times going to be reggae music.
Yes, yes, definitely. All right. So, we have different styles of music. We have mento, we have ska, we have rock steady. We have the reggae rock. We have hip hop. We have dancehall. We have rap. We have afro beats. We have house music. We have techno. We have what they call Caribbean beat.
Bacha.
Bacha.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And reggae
samba.
Samba. We have a whole heap of different
yeah,
beats
one they call
music.
Latin urban now, which is really reggaeton, but mm-hmm. it have a more R&B groove to it.
Right. Reggaeton. The evolution of music. The way music is made now, it has evolved. We have evolved from live instruments to an app.
Clouds.
Can't just make a tech him keyboard alone.
Yep.
and make a song.
My son was making beats from he was 5 years old with his iPad.
Yes.
Just because the software is there.
Yes.
He was and creating good beats too. Five years old.
5 years old. Yep. I saw my son making some beats on his iPad too, and he's 10 now. But it's like it's so easy.
Easy. It's much like, easier.
Much easier, yeah?
Yeah.
But then that is the problem now, because the music is easier to make. It's like artists don't go through the rigorous training.
So that,
like
that's
what they
where,
used to do.
That's where mentorship comes in. Because yes. as much as I saw him doing that, mm-hmm. I buy him a drum set.
Yeah.
I buy him a guitar.
Yes.
I get him tutored because he needs to learn the fundamentals of what he's doing there. Because you can't always get a lucky hit.
Yes.
You can't always, but to sustain yourself in this industry,
yes.
you need to have some knowledge of what you're doing. Right. Full knowledge. Marcus Garvey said, people without knowledge of themselves.
Yeah.
And knowledge of yourself is really knowledge of music.
Right.
Because
you
are made up of frequency too.
Right, right. Melodyne. Most youths nowadays use Melodyne, or you can go into the studio and correct
mm-hmm.
a mistake.
Auto-tune,
a mistake that they make, and it kinda caused them not to learn the thing as much as how they want to learn. All right, religious settings. You have the church, you have the music, you have the Naya Bingi, you have the Pokomania, you have revival, you have Kumina. Music can be used as a weapon, as you say.
Yeah.
Earlier with the Virgin in America there, where him sung and started.
Buster. But that's clash culture, Tina.
Yeah.
Clash culture
yeah.
is gladiator sport, and if you YouTube Mavada and Cartel on stage,
yes,
that was like the epitome of dancehall clash. As much as it wasn't the best clash,
mm-hmm.
but the two of them on stage,
yes,
one is a soldier, one is a sniper,
mm-hmm.
and they're shooting each other with lyrics.
Yes,
go back further, Super Cat,
yes.
Ninja Man, back lecture,
no, but you want to go further than that. To Derek Morgan and Prince Buster.
There you go. There you go.
That was the kind of clash. Those were the first yeah. clash that happened yeah. in Jamaica. And I want to tell you, say, music can be brainwashing to you. Know?
Mm-hmm.
You can put out a certain type of music and people are brainwashed. Although enough artists say, music, the lyric that the talk is the description of what is happening, is a reflection of mm-hmm. what is happening mm-hmm. in society. But it also can become a prescription. Although it is a description mm-hmm. also, people hear something continuously every time in your head, you tend to want to become a part of that. Let me listen, Bob. The wheelers have come forward. Music have to teach them one lesson. Music, man. The way you walk, it's music. The way you talk is music. Music is like the sound of your voice is music. Yes. And yes, it's education.
and you have to place something substantial at the base of your education, yes, or else it get corrupted. And right, that's to me is one of the problems with Jamaica. Mm-hmm. People whose basic education is nothing good, and then you place corrupt music on top of that, mm-hmm, you have a big problem.
Right. Well, music, especially to the impressionable minds, the minds that are impressionable will hold on to anything that it gets. Mm-hmm. But somebody who is mature, you mm-hmm can't really fashion their mind, yeah, in any way. And music as education, it helps to garner languages.
Yeah.
Because the different, when I go to France and all these places, people talk English, you know, mm-hmm, and they talk English because of music. Music is a language of the spirit. It opens the secret of life, bringing peace, abolishing strife. That is Khalil Gibran. Khalil Gibran says that,
mm-hmm,
and it is very important and very true. We're going for a break, and when we come forward, me and JR again.
Man, this is Graham Smog, and whenever I'm rolling through Jamaica, I got to keep my radio locked to the bridge. 99 FM, keep it locked. I also reggae and dancehall music live, see?
Many people will not accept that the worst possible food they put into their body is flesh. Our human digestive system is not designed to process flesh. Food should not stay in the body for more than 8 hours, while meat takes the average 9 hours to digest. Undigested feces will remain in the colon and rotten and become worm. Eat down the spinal column and go up into the brain and eat up the brain cell. And that leads to death. Yeah, well, eh, well then. This time I see Libya, born Babylon. Is I them can't get rid of fire from Vatican. Hey, this time is I kick down.
Every time I hear this song, yeah, it reminds me. It reminds me that Eisniger is not an easy youth. All right, this segment we speak on discussing the use of herb and herbs, you know, in the Rastafari livet, not diet, discussing the mass variety of medicinal plants. Today we discuss coconut. Oh, what going at a coconut? All right. So coconut is a fruit of coconut palm, which is commonly used for its water, milk, oil, and tasty meat. Coconut trees are considered to be the most naturally widespread fruit tree on the planet, and are native to Southeast Asia and the islands between the Indian and Pacific Oceans. Today, coconuts are cultivated around the globe and have become increasingly popular for the flavor, culinary uses, Zine, and many potential health benefits. Let's talk about some of the health benefits that coconut has. The mineral in coconut are involved in many functions in your body. Coconut are especially high in manganese, which is essential for bone health and the metabolism, the carbohydrates, protein, and cholesterol. They're also rich in copper and iron, which help form red blood cells, as well as selenium. Selenium is very important, you know. Selenium is very important to have because it's an important antioxidant that protects the cells. The antioxidant that protects the cells is selenium. And you know how the cell thing go when the red blood cell eating up the white blood cell is a problem. All right. It's antibacterial. The antibacterial effects. Though more research involving humans is needed, some studies have found that coconut oil could help block the growth of certain bacterial strain. Coconut can do that. That is important. For instance, one test tube study showed that virgin coconut oil was able to inhibit the growth of Staphylococcus, a type of bacteria that causes staph infections. So coconut, it has flavor. It good for culinary purposes. The water is good. And it is also antibacterial, antiviral, whole heap of things.
Super fruit.
Coconut is very important. It may promote all blood sugar control too, you know.
Yeah.
Cause of it is high in fat and less cholesterol. It don't have no starch.
Whenever I drink coconut, my urine is obviously more hydrated.
It clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Coconut and papaya. Those two things.
Yeah. Yes.
They have a super quality that I like.
Yes.
And I feel good when I drink a coconut water too.
Yes.
Just out of anything, you just feel good.
For to drink a coconut water.
Just feel good, like you get this from nature.
Yes.
And it's cool for drink too, you know.
Yes, man.
And all the medical benefits, the chopping a jelly is one of the most beautiful things to see. A Rasta man, a jelly man, any man chop a jelly out here. Or even a nice brown and pretty girl chop a jelly.
Yes. Hey, but you know that in schools, sugary drinks still causing havoc. You have 2,600 deaths in 2019 from diabetes. 70% of Jamaica children, one or more, is obese.
Sound like we need a press conference.
Yes! Yes! Obesity is on the rise and all of that. And the sugary drinks in school, it's supposed to be at a certain levels where you have certain amount of sugar that to go to certain amount of liters, and it double up now. So the government they suggest certain things, they put it in public spaces, but they are not implementing it.
A lot of times also it's a cost factor because sugar drinks somehow cost less.
Less.
Somehow cost less than a drinks without sugar. Like, how that makes sense?
True.
Because you have to add an ingredient and you cost less than the one that don't have the added ingredient.
Yes, it's terrible. And I mean, high blood pressure, diabetes, those things are prevalent here in Jamaica, and it is caused through, you know, high sugar content food and so forth, and high starchy food, and we mostly eat starch and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important though that the schools on a whole stop and get more water.
You know that Jamaicans will protest if them can't get rice and flour. You know that? You know, the road will block out there, sir.
Yes.
If Jamaicans can't get access to to them sugar.
To sugar and rice and flour and salt fish too. Them used to use salt fish sea gloves. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. That was Liberty. Liberty, me and JR are actually rapping on Liberty, talking about coconut and coconut oil and the sugary drinks in school. Supposed to stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Liberty, and now we go to Inna This Ya Time.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. My brethren, you got to know yourself. Inna This Ya Time, man, you happy man. You get carried away by captivity. Carry away by captivity in a this year time. Although them say them sell Jah the 30 pieces of silver, Jah Jah live forever. You might go come with lightning and thunder in a this year time. Anyone can tell a lie, but the truth reveal itself. Yet you fight tribal against your brother in a this your time.
In a this your time.
Delilah knew what she wanna know. Samson, he got to take the blow. Man have to know himself, don't you know? Birds tangled by them feet. Man I got tangled by them tongue. So it was written.
Yes,
so
man, in a this your time. So many things happening in this your time. Whole heap of things are going. The premier for BVI, British Virgin Island, them lock him up. Them lock him up, say him a smuggle cocaine to America, or at least take some bribe for it to go through. You say. Yes, you know when America go for you, them have your, them have everything, and they would not. Unless they have you.
He's calling for immunity.
Yes.
As a head of state. But America released a statement this morning saying they don't recognize
BVI. No. BVI is mostly the English.
Plus years ago, remember them go for Noriega.
Them go for Noriega, Panama.
Yeah.
So him can't get away. But the British look like they want to dissolve Parliament down in BVI and cause the English people to rule again.
And they have to demonstrate them to have it. People are having it. I mean, look at just recently we had Prince, Duke and Duchess walking along. And I saw Rastaman playing Naya Bingi drum.
Yes.
And giving them.
Yes.
A play out for the Naya Bingi
which
drum.
Which I definitely burn.
No, when I see that, I say, well, that's some new Rasta. Yeah, man, that's what.
And it was an ancient Rasta doing that, you know. But talking about the
plus, them only get $50,000.
Yes. Because it's $8 million, the government. After Robert Morgan said it wouldn't cost Jamaica nothing. It costs us $8 million. You know what $8 million could do to some...
In all fairness, him say, the government will bear some cost. They never say how much cost, you know. You know so much cost. But I tell you my issue.
Yes.
Because money for spend in the creative sector.
Yeah, but...
I believe in that.
But look, the English royals that came here have enough money where could appear for them thing too.
True, but if me come at your house, right?
Them plantation this.
Remember, say, if me come up at your house, even if your children don't want me to come, and you are going to cook the food.
Yes. That is true.
But then I look upon them when
that
me
is
come.
True. That is true.
And you are going to cook, and when you're done, you and them can argue about
that
if
is
you didn't pay the school fee and so. But you're my host.
Right.
So that's cool for me.
Yes.
My thing is, as they waltz through the country on King Street, Duke Street, Princess Street, and go to Trenchtown and found the place where Bob Marley developed his culture.
Yes.
And basically turn it in a fashion.
Yes.
I never likes that. No. And I'm a ballad man.
Yes.
But I know culture when I see it. And I know how culture should be represented. You are, and that wasn't it.
You are a plain clothes Rasta man. You just don't wear the uniform.
My son said this, right? Because I listen to reggae music a lot. And my son said, Daddy, why aren't you a Rasta man? Yeah. I said, you don't have to dread.
You're a plain clothes Rasta man. Hey, Sanchez. Double thing reach him. His mother dead in Canada, and as his mother dead, them kill him son of Augustown. Terrible. My condolences to you, Sanchez. One 20-year-old girl down a Montego Bay, them kill her and leave her youth in a crib. For 3 days, the youth don't eat. And them something there. It's like Jamaica going bad. This reprisal thing, it is terrible, you know? But I'm going to go off in this time and talk about your book. Let's talk about your book.
The country needs a healing. To not be trivial, trivialistic about it. Country needs a healing.
Right.
And I believe one of the things we have to start is get back to who we are.
Yes.
Know ourselves.
Yeah. It is it just takes a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
It's not many, you know, all the things that are available now is not the panacea for it.
Yeah.
But is if you make the shift where you find yourself, know God, you know, whosoever you conceive him to be, and understand that your life is one life. It's one life, you know. We inhale from the atmosphere. We inhale from the breath that is given to us. So therefore, when me kill you, me actually I kill part of me too, you know.
But here why we reach this, all right? Money fuels an agenda.
Yeah.
Every agenda, money fuels it.
Yes.
The people spending money on what they think is important.
Yes.
Now we, as a people, born rich. We're born of a royal heritage and a royal priesthood.
Yes.
And we have to understand that within that way of life and culture are things that we can pull from to develop our food, our dance, our music, our fashion.
Hence your book.
Yes. Which is what I'm getting into. The fashion, which is I call cultural capital.
Yes.
The thing that Usain Bolt did or do at the end of his races.
Yes.
That's called cultural capital.
Yes.
That no happen with no other person on the world stage.
Yes.
And you're saying in my book is saying that's actually what caused him to be as successful as he is
yes,
now.
Yes, he is the charismatic.
That swagger and that charisma and that Jamaican-ness is what he's able to package and push out there. Now, we've seen it with Shabba Ranks, where he did it with big, dirty, stinking Shabba. Package that. And we saw that now with Burna Boy. Mm-hmm. Locking down Madison Square Garden last week, two shows back to back, using dancehall and Afrofusion music.
Yes.
Burna Boy had the dancehall.
Yes, a dancehall as we bring
him. As I was looking at him,
Burna
Boy looked like a modern day Shabba Ranks slash James Brown.
Right,
rocking Madison Square Garden. Now where's our modern day? Whoever.
Yes.
Locking down Madison Square Garden.
Yes, we don't Burna have
Boy,
that
show made Burna Boy gross upwards of $7 million. $350 a ticket.
That's a whole heap of
$7 million gross. Two nights, so that's a $14 million.
And it's him alone.
Him alone.
Blows
him alone.
Scared.
And him have many collaborate in terms of bands and band and light and sound and all that. Well put together. But he didn't come to America and sell out him culture. He came with authentic Nigerian, universally recognized culture with dance, music, drama, and him swagger. No, that's what we have.
Yes, because a lot of us as artists, we want to put our culture aside to get into other people's culture.
So-called crossover.
Yeah.
But it is our uniqueness that makes us better and to give us the competitive edge.
Because if we want to do hip-hop music, hip-hop is going to find us to be a competitor.
We lose our essence.
Yes.
You can't Sean get that
Paul
to
never,
rebel.
Sean Paul never do that.
Sean Paul is in my book,
yes.
Cultural Capital to Financial Capital, saying that him don't go pop, go to him.
Yes, which is good.
And he has a theory where him say, you don't just get to pop really, you know. It's after you get a couple of hits that you are pop.
Yes.
And then you climb the charts, you become pop. Bob is pop because Bob say,
play on the R&B.
Which is how I created World Music Views, yes. By the way, because yes. I thought Jamaican music should be in context yes. of the bigger charts.
Yes.
Because we didn't have that. And I'm going into another step with Jamaican music where we are creating music certifications. Mm-hmm. So music released after May 1, 2022 mm-hmm. Will be qualified for gold and platinum certification.
Right.
Just like you can get a gold and platinum
from the RIAA in America.
You can get one from Jamaica. No. Yes. Jamaica music.
We should.
Views.
We yeah. should have
and
that.
Think about the history of Jamaican music and we never had that.
I want to tell you, sir, we sell holy more than 500,000 mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. Jamaica, but because we didn't have to calculate it.
So now we do.
Yes.
Because we good. Have the technology.
It's good. It's
World
good.
Music Views yes. have these numbers.
Yeah.
With all the streaming platforms, we have them. And those that we don't have, we're going to get them.
Right.
And we're going to give artists the recognition they deserve
right.
with their recognition from
so,
home.
So you are like the RIAA in Jamaica.
That yes, you can call it that, but we are the World Music Views.
and don't want to imitate nothing from abroad.
We're taking what's good from
the
them
best
because
practices.
They took from us.
The
know.
Best practices
yes,
we take.
We're emulating the best practices in the music industry.
Yes.
So we're not doing anything halfway and quashy.
Yes.
We're doing things solid. So anything you see here mm-hmm. will be able to match up to anything abroad.
Right. All right. Tell us a little bit about cultural capital to financial capital.
So
that's the book.
Yeah.
And you interviewed
43 yes.
different
yes.
guests.
Yes.
That means
I wanted to interview you, but every day we talk, I never interview. But we're finally doing it now.
Yes, yes. But tell us about that.
Interviewed 43 people
yeah.
who made a life and a living out of culture. Uh-huh. Sean Paul, mm-hmm. Shaggy, mm-hmm. Usain Bolt. Mm-hmm. Damian Marley,
what?
Rowan Marley, who did coffee.
Yes,
which
different.
Had nothing to do with music.
Yes.
He did coffee between Jamaica and Ethiopia and made even a big resort out of it.
Yes. You know,
and Marley Coffee is a big thing now, listed on stock exchange,
right.
all that. And what he managed to do was curate Jamaican culture mm-hmm. and brand and image mm-hmm. and sell it on the world stage. Mm-hmm. And I believe that every man, woman, and child in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. have that potential mm-hmm. to find something from the culture, mm-hmm. package it, create it, mm-hmm. and go out there into the market mm-hmm. as a leader. Mm-hmm. Because nobody knows culture more than you because you
yes.
come from it.
You're born in it.
You're born in it.
It is you.
And the heritage
you are
is
the
there.
Culture.
As for music,
yeah.
reggae and dancehall in particular, mm-hmm. the heritage is there. Tony Rebel said it already. Mm-hmm. Supercat said it already. Mm-hmm. Shabba said it already. Mm-hmm. All you need to do is follow something
Suit.
That's there.
Yes.
Don't sell out your culture. No. And get straight to the top of the chart.
Right.
Don't try to be nobody else.
So financially, we can always make it from the culture.
Yes. And I in the book, I show how music makes money.
Yes.
Where the money is.
Yes.
From the masters
yes.
to the publishing.
Yes.
Where you can list your very name on the stock exchange
right.
with security token offerings.
What?
Yeah.
It's your third book now.
Yeah, this is my third book.
And we can get it on Kindle and what?
Where Amazon.com and the book's own website, culcap.com. CULCAP.com. You can get all three books.
Yes.
But we're pushing Culcap right now, which is available everywhere.
Thank you, JR. It was great having you. We have to wrap now because it's 10:59. And here comes Ronnie Thwaites and Mr. Charles inside the house. So until next strong again, we come forward with another edition of Rasperience. Blessed. Ah, nice to have you back, Mr. Abijah. Respect.
Red, gold, and green. River Medilax, wash, clean, sip, I, tan, steam.
And that's it for World Music Views. Follow World Music Views on Instagram and Facebook. And follow me at JR Watkiss on Instagram. I'm JR.